Welcome to Bellwether Friends, definitely not the first podcast featuring a discussion of pop culture and why we think you should like what we like. You should trust us because we're librarians. I'm Anna, and I am on a frenzy of house cleaning, so it's good that we're stopping to record this podcast.
I'm Aline, and I'm just watching in fascinated horror.
Every couple of weeks, we'll get together and chat about a pop culture topic or two, what we think, and how we feel. We'll end the show with our current obsessions. Today, we are talking about what TV show we want to start watching next. So, we have to take a moment to talk about methodology and approaches and categorization. And I'm sure the librarians in the audience will be happy about this. We have a spreadsheet of shows that we want to watch. Maybe it's a show one of us has watched and the other one hasn't.
Yes, it's a heavily annotated spreadsheet with details of who's watched what and how far along we are and whether or not we want to watch together or one of us can watch on her own.
Right. Some of them are shows that neither of us have seen that we're interested in or we think we're interested in. So the question is, since there are 84 shows on the spreadsheet, how do we choose what to watch next? Because all of them are ones that we want to watch. It's not like we're picking between a bunch of good options and one that's clearly the way to go.
And it must be said that we have several narratives going.
Yes.
At one time. And things will come up during our conversation where we say, you need to know that we have seen this, and we will, you know, you don't need to tell us that we need to see this one.
Right. Someone responded on Twitter when we posted the preliminary picture that they picked Steven Universe. Well, we are well aware of Steven Universe, and we have seen it, and we are still watching it, and so it does not fall into the category of shows one or the other or both of us hasn't seen.
Or what should we watch next, because it is part of our ongoing
rotation. Right. So, thanks for the suggestion. We like Steven Universe. We'll be watching it shortly. What we tried first is sort of subdividing the possible shows into categories like comedy, musical, or sci-fi fantasy, or we have an overarching category called BBC, which...
which is not specifically BBC, but things that have a BBC vibe.
Right. Crime... slash procedurals, realism slash drama. So we have five categories. What we did first, though, was a preliminary bracketing, trying to pick one show out of the 84 plus two Amazon shows. So we're going to pause for a moment.
We're going to pause for station identification and say that we are a non-Amazon household.
Correct.
We do not care if you are an Amazon household or not. Right. We are not an Amazon household. So that removes the possibility of us watching
things that are only available through Amazon
until they are released on DVD and purchased by the library.
Right. So the only two that we have talked about being interested in are Transparent and Mozart in the Jungle on that front.
I have to say, when we were looking at this 84-86 series list and trying to decide how we were going to come at this, the first thing that Anna said was, we need to do a bracket. And I thought, I don't know how a bracket works. I know I've seen tournaments. I've been watching tennis my whole life, even though they don't call them brackets in tennis. It's the same kind of thing when you're setting up a tournament. So I understand what a bracket looks like and what it does and how things progress. But calling it a bracket and heading into March Madness and doing all of this stuff is definitely from Anna's organizational mind, not my own.
Well, I was trying to figure out how do you choose between two different things? Well, you force yourself to make choices.
How do you choose between 84
right,
different things?
You force yourself to make choices based on gut instinct. And so what I did was I created the sub-brackets for each genre with the idea that we will run a poll on Twitter for anyone interested to help us pick a final candidate. So I took all of the shows that were in that subgenre, and I ran them through a randomizer for seeding purposes. And then I used a online free bracket service to create the bracket. And what we're going to do today is just run through each bracket and come up with a quotation marks winner for each subcategory.
So in preparing, we created a bracket with all 84 titles randomized.
Yes.
And we went through it on our own. And we will share that process with you as we discuss the individual brackets.
There were a lot of tough matchups is what happens when you're talking about all the shows you want to see and you're putting them against each other. For example, The Dresden Files versus The Fall Season 2.
And Agent Carter versus Xena.
Oh, I think that's going to come up again, I'm afraid.
Yes, that one was a killer. So what we found when we were going through the entire 84-item bracket, which was randomized, was that in the very first round, there were some tough choices.
Right.
And that we were just arbitrarily choosing because we tend to be pretty cooperative when we are working through something. And you may have heard us talk about playing Slash on a previous episode, which is a card game that you should look up if you don't remember us talking about it. And we found that a lot of our preferences were percolating throughout the bracket. So when there was something that had a lot of ladies at the center of it versus something that did not have a lot of ladies at the center of it, we went with the ladies.
Yeah.
And when there was something that had... we didn't separate this as a category, but there are TV shows that one of us has watched and the other hasn't, but the person who's watched it is super passionate about it and wants to rewatch while the other experiences it for the first time.
Sports Night.
Like Sports Night, I'm a huge fan of Sports Night, and Anna is a huge fan of Xena. And those two things made it pretty far through the bracket because of our advocacy among ourselves. But also, we ended up coming toward things that we both felt like we needed to watch because they've been recommended by people we trust.
My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Like My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
There's an MI. I think it's just Crazy
Ex-Girlfriend. Is it just Crazy Ex-Girlfriend? Okay, well, we like to think of her as our own, right, even though we haven't really met her yet. And things like The Hour was something recommended us by
Margaret,
our beloved Mrs. Friday Next.
She gave it to us.
Oh, it's in the house. So that also pushes something up because we can be lazy, but we have Netflix and we have Hulu and we have libraries. So we have access to almost everything.
Pretty much. So, shall we get started?
We shall. Which category do we want to do first?
Well, I had them in alphabetical order.
What? Well, I messed them up when I was shuffling through because when you started talking about them, you weren't talking in alphabetical order. Oh, that's easy enough. So we'll start with the BBC.
BBC One.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
In our first matchup,
we have 14 titles.
14 titles. Nope, 15. Vera got a bye in round one.
Oh, Vera gets a bye.
So in round one, the first matchup is between Dr. Blake Mysteries and Victoria.
And this is one where the dude versus lady thing is going to come up
for
me.
I'm going to read the Victoria book, and I have a soft spot for Queen Victoria, so it's going to have to be Victoria.
And
Victoria,
we agree.
Victoria Victorious.
In the second round, we have Wallander and Midsummer Murders. Now, I have seen Wallander. This is the Kenneth Branagh one. And neither of us has seen Midsummer Murders.
But I know that various friends are enthusiastic about it, and patrons.
So, Wallander is very, very sad. He is a sad, sad guy. So we might go with Midsummer Murders,
okay,
because I know that about him, and I know that we are not always looking for super sad in our watchings.
So, Midsummer Murders. The next one is Luther versus Last Tango in Halifax. Now, I don't think you can get much more different here, probably.
So, Last Tango in Halifax is...
Late in life people who are falling in love and have adult children and all of the complications that entails.
And Luther is Idris Elba. Need we say more?
I have never seen Luther, nor Last Tango in Halifax.
I have seen the first two seasons of Luther, and I love it.
I'm fine with Luther.
So can we push Luther forward?
Yeah.
Okay. The next round is Scott and Bailey versus the Tudors.
So I'm just going to pull up Scott and Bailey so that we can remind ourselves.
We recently watched Wolf Hall, as you may remember, and I was describing the Tudors to Anna as Game of Thrones meets Wolf Hall, because it seems like it's sexier and bloodier and is still Henry VIII. And we are fans of
the Tudor-Stuart era.
The Tudor-Stuart era, but also the English costume historical.
True. Scott and Bailey is the British... Obviously, we're in the BBC category, sorry.
But you may have noticed that not everything on here is BBC, because I think that Victoria is PBS.
Is the British crime drama that features female characters on purpose. What? So I think I'm going to put that through over the Tudors.
Okay, Scott and Bailey. And again, this caveat that we kept coming up with last night is, we want to watch all of these. We're just trying to pick the next one. So at some point, we will watch all 84 of these series.
We definitely won't add any in the middle, I'm sure.
Sure, of course not.
So next up, we have The Night Manager featuring...
Hugh Laurie. And Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And MI5, The Night Manager has the virtue of being short...
Relatively new, Golden Globe winning.
And I have never watched any MI5. I haven't watched either of those. But all we ever hear about The Night Manager is that the pregnant lady character is really good.
And the only thing I really know about MI5 is that Maureen Johnson recommends it and enjoys it.
So that one's a toss-up. We should have a coin or something, a 12-sided die.
No, we're going to go with Night Manager for being short and having Hugh Laurie.
Well, it's going to lose to Scott and Bailey anyway.
Right?
So it doesn't matter.
Sometimes we can leap ahead and tell what the bracket will end up with.
Oh, this is a terrible one.
Okay, The Bletchley Circle versus The Hour. And we are so into The Bletchley Circle, we discovered in our overall bracket, it kept going and kept going and kept going. But The Hour...
The Hour was recommended by Margaret, and it's about a news media group in the 50s, and she is always recommending it.
And has indeed given it into our keeping in hopes of ensuring our viewing.
Right. So...
Are we going to knock the Bletchley Circle out in the first round on this
one? I guess so. That's what happens.
Okay. The next one... is Broadchurch, starring my beloved 10th Doctor, and The Crown, which we have seen the first three episodes of and adored.
I think I want to go with The Crown.
Okay. I'm with you on that. Broadchurch is just another small town crime thing, from what I can tell, which is admittedly something I love, but they're a dime a dozen in the BBC category.
They really are. Okay, so that brings us to round two. There are eight remaining.
In the first category is Vera, who had a bye in the first round, versus Victoria. If you don't know Vera, Vera stars Brenda Bleffin, is that right?
Yes.
She is amazing. It's a middle-aged lady crime-solving person. And they're based on books by Anne Cleves, who responded to a tweet that I posted about her. So she gets credit for that. But it's probably Victoria. Because Vera is six seasons at the minimum. And we're still feeling passionate about Victoria.
Yes, we are. The next one is going to be Midsummer Murders versus Luther. I think we just have to go with Luther.
And you may notice that you have to have a single word title to move forward in our bracket. Just kidding. Next up, we have Scott and Bailey and The Night Manager. And we already said
The
Night Manager was going to lose to Scott and Bailey.
And that brings up The Hour versus The Crown. Oh.
Ugh. One of the other things we talked about was how some of these are on the list because we really need to watch two or three episodes to decide if we want to carry on with them, which we always reserve the right to have a get-out-of-show-free card.
Right.
So it might be that we should move The Hour forward because we have seen the three episodes of The Crown and loved it.
Move The Hour forward.
Okay.
So we're in the semifinals now. We've got Victoria versus Luther and Scott and Bailey versus The Hour.
Do we need to arm wrestle or have a cage match? We also need some suspenseful music.
Well, I'll work on that.
Okay. And this is what came up in the original bracket was sometimes it came down to, well, I've seen Luther and I know it's great and you're going to like it just fine. And neither of us have seen Victoria, so we want to move it forward because we like to have new experiences.
Here we go.
Very nice. So Scott and Bailey versus The Hour.
I feel like the ladies. I want to go with the ladies. So Scott and Bailey.
You always want to go with the ladies. I think that the Law and Orders come up in another category.
I'm just looking through my sound effects.
And so our very final for the BBC category is...
Victoria versus Scott and Bailey. We haven't seen either of these. My gut says Victoria, as usual.
Okay.
You can overrule me.
Like you said, we want to see all of them. So I'm going to say Victoria on the BBC. Did we explain how the poll was going to work?
We're going to put a poll.
After this episode drops, we will put out a poll where you, our beloved listeners, get to choose which of our category...
Finalists.
Which of our finalists we start with.
Okay, that brings us to the next category, which is comedy/musical. Wait for it. We have how
this
many...
This bracket is really weird because there are... Half of them have byes in the first round. We are starting out with 11 titles. But the first round only has 6, and then the next round has 5.
Well, I think it's just because of the 11 being a weird number.
And bracketing software
being weird. Okay.
So round one. The first round of round one is The Mindy Project versus Trophy Wife.
I am going to say Trophy Wife because I want to watch your face while you watch it.
And I've seen the first 2 seasons of The Mindy Project and liked it, but I'm okay letting it go. So we will go with The Trophy Wife moving forward. Not The Trophy Wife, just Trophy Wife.
Which was a great show, even though it has a terrible name.
This is something that has made it not happen for me yet. So
the next one is Review versus Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Now, I have not seen either of these, but Crazy Ex-Girlfriend has been recommended by Margaret and Rebecca and any number of other people.
And there's music from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on our Musical Obsessions playlist, which we love and dance to whenever they come up.
And Review is a show in which they review experiences. The one that they talked about on Extra Hot Great was he reviewed pancakes and then divorce and then pancakes. So I'm not sure. I'm curious about it. That's the kind of one where we maybe watch an episode and decide if we like it or not. But let's move Crazy Ex-Girlfriend forward.
Okay. The next pairing is Portlandia versus Gallivant.
I have seen, I think, 1 episode of Portlandia, and that was enough for me.
And I've seen 2 seasons of Portlandia.
I want to watch it with you so that you can be like, yes, that's correct, or I've been there, or that's not how we do things in Seattle, or whatever you would say.
Right. And that would probably just take a couple of episodes. And Gallivant is a musical?
A musical night. It's like Spamalot, Camelot. I just want to check it out. We can maybe even watch it with Little G, I don't know.
All right, let's move that one forward.
Okay, so that brings us to the weird round 2, in which we introduced 5 new shows.
And the 3 who pulled forward.
So the first option, this is going to be tough, is Brooklyn Nine-Nine versus Trophy Wife. Now, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a favorite of friends of the show, Amy, and we have watched a few episodes with her, and we enjoy it.
And we want to continue enjoying it, and Trophy Wife is shorter.
Yeah, it's only 1 season, and that's it.
So, and is more lady-centric, although the ladies in Brooklyn Nine-Nine are awesome ladies.
They are.
Trophy Wife?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, coming up next, Parks and Recreation and Playing House. Now, this has a variety of caveats where I have seen the first season of Parks and Recreation, and we have both seen the first season of Playing House and enjoyed it. And
this is where I confess that there are series that I am beyond the zeitgeist, underneath the zeitgeist. I don't know what the case may be, but I am too old or staid or otherwise jaded to have a lot of enjoyment in some of the things awesome and hilarious.
Broad City.
Broad City missed the boat for both of us. We watched 3 episodes and were like, meh. And we know that it is beloved by many, many of our very dear friends. And we love them and their taste.
But...
And didn't like Broad City.
It's true. Wait.
The more you know. So we're going to move Playing House forward on this one.
I think so,
because we've gotten a flavor for Parks and Rec. And we know that Parks and Rec gets really, really better, great right? at the third season. Or whenever it is that people tell us that you need to get through this amount. And we will. We love Amy, but we're going to move Playing House forward.
We are. Going down to the next matchup, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend versus Lizzie Bennet Diaries, which is the Pride and Prejudice adaptation that would be short, at least, but would have fewer musical numbers.
I'm leaning toward Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, even though Lizzie Bennet Diaries got really far in the previous bracket.
I think, yes, let's watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. We have the entire first season that we downloaded for free because Margaret told us to.
Right, and as I'm looking at the old bracket, the full bracket, and Lizzie Bennet Diaries was in the semifinals.
I keep meaning
to watch. So she'll make it through, because we get to watch all of these whenever we want. We will watch whatever wins the poll, but we're going to watch the rest of them too.
There are no losers in this.
Everyone wins. The last pairing of round two is New Girl versus Gallivant. And I have seen season one of New Girl, and I am honestly not certain that it will appeal to Anna. It is, Zooey Deschanel is adorable, or adorkable, as I believe all the articles called her, but everyone else is a dude. She has a friend. There's a friend, and the dudes date ladies, I think, but it's very girl with dude roommates vibing for the first season.
So let's just put Gallivant through.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the semifinals, where we have Trophy Wife versus Playing House. I think Trophy Wife is going to move forward again.
Yep.
And Crazy Ex-Girlfriend versus Gallivant, I think Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is going to move forward, leaving us with Trophy Wife versus Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And I think here we have to go with the one that neither of us have seen.
Which is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Which is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Okay.
All right. Moving on
to Crime, which is procedurals, and contains
11.
Let's get ready to rumble! I appreciate that one includes the cheering.
Me too. And the best thing is that our bracket is named BFWTW, so it feels like a wrestling
it does.
Thing. It stands for Bellwether Friends, What to Watch. In round one, this is another one with 11, so it's got the crazy pairings with round two having almost as many participants as round one. So first pairing in round one is The Good Wife versus Psych, which Anna has seen...
Season one.
The Good Wife season one, and I have seen all of Psych. And Psych is funny, and I really love their Bollywood episode. And The Good Wife is
not funny.
Not generally. Funny. And my impression, I think I've seen like one episode.
It does have Logan from the Gilmore Girls in it.
It also has Josh Charles from Sports Night in it.
Oh my goodness. So I think we should go with Psych.
Okay.
Because it's funny.
Yes, it is funny. Next. And it's silly, and so if you hate Psych, that's okay too.
The next we have Law and Order, we're gonna say Original Flavor, versus Dexter. Wait!
We own all of Original Flavor, all 20 series,
seasons.
The complete series of the original Laws and Orders. So those...
This is where we look ahead in the bracket and we see that the fall season 2 is up next and it doesn't really matter what we pick. So I'm going to say pick Law and Order.
Okay. And in the last pairing of round one, we have Leverage versus Person of Interest. I have seen all of Leverage and loved it. I have to say that I watched all of Psych and all of Leverage when I was laid up with a broken knee. And that was like 4 years ago, and I watched them all completely straight through. It took binging to a different level than is ordinarily seen.
Were you on pain medication at the time? Do you remember anything?
I remember most of it, and I was also on pain medication.
Okay, great.
I was trying to save the pain medication to make it last. So, and we have watched how much of Person of Interest together?
We have watched several episodes, probably about half the first season, And it is just getting to the part where they're introducing a character who will be a lady who loves ladies. But you fell asleep during that episode, so we're going to have to rewatch it. So I think you should put Leverage on.
Okay.
That is also one that Carolyn recommended.
And Leverage is, I'm going to make you watch the first three episodes or something.
We have watched the first three episodes.
Have we?
Or first two episodes.
Really?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, well, we're going to watch a little bit more. But it's one of those things that you can just pick up in syndication whenever you want. You can drop it. Like, they need to have more Leverage marathons. Like, you can always find Law and Order on, and you can always find Criminal Minds on. They need to do that with Leverage, because Leverage has some levity. It might be lacking.
I appreciate that. So, speaking of levity, round two, The Killing versus Psych.
And I'm talking about the American remake of The Killing, which is set in Seattle and will afford you many opportunities to hear me say,
that's not how they do it in Seattle.
Which is your favorite part of watching Seattle set things.
It is. So I think we should go with The Killing.
Really? Okay. So round two has things you haven't seen yet. White Collar versus Blacklist. Is it The Blacklist?
It's The Blacklist.
The Blacklist.
For the sake of brevity.
So The Blacklist has James Spader.
Yep.
And White Collar has Matt Bomer. So I'm going to go with White Collar because Matt Bomer is way hotter than James Spader.
Yeah, any day. So coming up next, The Fall Season 2 versus Law & Order.
Which we already determined.
Law & Order. We already determined The Fall Season 2 is going to win on that one.
So moving right along, we've got Leverage is up against Criminal Minds, which I just mentioned is one that you can always find. It's always disturbing. Criminal Minds is the thing that I have to turn off as soon as anybody else is home, because my family doesn't do creepy the way I do.
So, Leverage.
Yes.
That brings us to the semifinals. The Killing versus White Collar, and The Fall versus Leverage. Oh, that's a tough one.
So The Killing has a lady at the center of it, versus White Collar having Matt Bomer and the guy who plays Carrie's friend Stanford in Sex and the City.
So The Killing.
So The Killing.
Because it has a lady and it has, its setting is appealing.
And it is one of those crime shows that there is a single crime for the whole season versus a episodic procedural.
I seen there was some outrage at the end of the season.
There was, and I didn't watch season two, so I have no idea if they fixed the outrage.
Great. So that brings us to The Fall versus Leverage. This is very hard. I'm still want to watch The Fall.
Okay.
Because we just watched 50 Shades Darker, and I want to see him really embrace his serial killer nature.
Yes, it brought it back into our consciousness. And so, in the finals for crime, the crime finals, the finals of crime. The Killing versus The Fall Season 2. Both lady-centric. Both dark. One very damp.
One with accents, though. I'm going to have to go with the one with accents.
The Fall Season 2, it is.
So, we have two categories left. The next one is drama / realism. Now, there are 19. We have uneven numbers on things. Sorry, we can't choose what we love.
And the way the bracket makes this happen is the first round has 6, and then round 2 intersperses those 6 with the 13 others. This is going to be a little muddy.
Okay, ready? The first matchup is The West Wing versus Orange is the New Black, which is a fascinating matchup.
So I have seen, like, the first 8 seasons. How many seasons of The West Wing are there? I don't know. And I've seen almost all of it, but not. And Orange is the New Black, I've seen the first 2 seasons, and you've seen
just the first 1 or 2 seasons, I can't remember.
And
not the most recent ones.
It is the regional all city reads, except for we don't have cities big enough to do an all city reads, and so we have to get like 4 towns involved, and that's what's being read over the in March. So maybe we should watch it.
Yeah, let's watch it. Well, let's put it on the list. Oh, this is going to be a very interesting next round matchup. So coming up next, The Wire versus Scandal, also a fascinating matchup.
I've seen the first couple of seasons of The Wire and the first couple of seasons of Scandal.
I've seen all of The Wire and a bunch of Scandal, but in weird, like, here and there.
I feel like Scandal should go forward because of Olivia Pope.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next, How to Get Away with Murder versus Black-ish. Oh, no!
Crackers.
Oh, no!
That's a really tough matchup because those two made it pretty far in our original bracket yep. because we were really passionate about seeing both of them.
But Black-ish was our ultimate overall winner.
It so really was.
I think we need to move it forward.
Yeah, Black-ish did win the first bracket. So, yes, we're moving it forward based on that. If you have not read about the wig scene in How to Get Away with Murder, you should read that article. I'll try to find it to put it in the show notes.
Okay.
Oh, it's not an article. It's in Phoebe Robinson's book. Now I'll try to find a think piece.
Okay, round two. We've got a very, very gay matchup. The L Word, Season 2 and Beyond, versus Orange is the New Black.
And one is the gay ladies of privilege and gay ladies of prison.
Right. I think we should go with Orange is the New Black again.
Okay.
The next one is going to be Sports Night versus Atlanta.
Ugh. So, we're going to go with Sports Night because I have seen every episode of it multiple times, and I love, love, love it.
Okay.
And Atlanta won Golden Globes, and everyone should watch it and get a view of it, and I think that I'm going to watch a couple of episodes of it, and it's not going to work for me based on what I've read.
So, move Sports Night forward.
Also, it's probably not going to beat Orange is the New Black.
Whichever. I don't know.
No?
You might be surprised.
Okay, let's...
So, next up, The Americans versus Jane the Virgin. I think Jane the Virgin is going to appeal to us more than The Americans.
Even though Felicity is a spy.
Right.
And the next one is Masters of Sex versus One Day at a Time. The new One Day at a Time that is a Hulu series with Rita Moreno. Yeah. Which is the reason it's on here, because Rita Moreno.
So that's good. Yeah, let's move One Day at a Time forward to have a matchup with Jane the Virgin. This randomizing really worked for us.
Right?
So, Make It or Break It versus Scandal. Now, Make It or Break It is a Freeform, the television network that is hosting Bunheads. Freeform show about gymnasts.
So it's like Stick It in TV form.
Right.
So I'm And gonna, Stick It is I like Bring It On that. About gymnastics, in case you don't know these.
I want to watch that, so...
All right. Sorry, Olivia. The next matchup is Friday Night Lights versus Parenthood.
That's a pretty easy one, I think. We want to watch Friday Night Lights.
Okay. And recognizing that we love Lauren Graham and want to watch Parenthood, too.
Yes.
The next...
We want to watch all of these.
We do.
The next matchup is really weird. ER versus Black-ish. I think that's pretty easy as well. I'm going to move Black-ish forward.
And I think that we should explain that we're talking about season 8 of ER.
Season 7.
So Anna is an ER person from the get-go, and I have never seen an episode.
Right.
So she is going to curate... the season that has the ladies in it, the gay ladies in it, and that's pretty much where we'll go with that when we get there.
Which I own, so anytime.
The last matchup is a really good one, and goes well together. It's House of Cards versus Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen the first two seasons of House of Cards, and I haven't seen any Homeland but Damian Lewis, but also Claire Danes.
It's going up against Black-ish, so...
It doesn't matter.
Homeland.
Okay.
I'm afraid that House of Cards might be just too realistic right now.
Yes. Agreed. So, moving into the semifinals. No, we have to do round three before... I don't know how brackets work.
Round three, we've got Orange is the New Black versus Sports Night, and I think we should go with Sports Night.
Really?
I know.
For the levity?
For the levity, and because you and Linda Holmes keep talking about it.
Oh, I am glad to have Linda Holmes with me on this one, because I'm not certain that I am articulate enough to advocate for it sufficiently. Next is Jane the Virgin versus One Day at a Time.
Man, I want to see Jane the Virgin so that I can appreciate the references to it.
Okay, and One Day at a Time is new enough. Maybe things need to put in a little more time on our spreadsheet, because we've had the spreadsheet for years.
Right.
And some of the things that we've been wanting to see for a long time percolate because we're like, oh, we're missing out because of Jane the Virgin, etc.
Make It or Break It versus Friday Night Lights. So we've got girl athletes versus male athletes.
Texas.
Female athletes versus male athletes. I should...
Connie Britton.
Gymnastics.
I think we can agree on Connie Britton. Okay. No, but I think we can agree on Connie Britton and move Make It or Break It forward.
Well, I thought we were going to put Nashville in this spreadsheet.
Oh, well, we'll make a note to put Nashville in the spreadsheet.
This is the right category for
okay.
it. So, let's move Make It or Break It forward, but...
With understanding of Connie Britton. We'll put a GIF in the show notes.
Yeah. You better write that down, too. So that that's going to go up against Black-ish versus Homeland is already decided for Black-ish. So that leads us in the semifinals with Sports Night versus Jane the Virgin.
Which will go with Jane the Virgin.
Yep. And Make It or Break It versus Black-ish. And then let's go with Black-ish. And... I think we're still on Black-ish.
We still are. I'm glad that it made it, because it made it through last night.
So that's the winner of our realism bracket, which I believe could also have been in the comedy bracket.
Point. It was in the comedy bracket, had fewer. And this one is a big one.
This one is ginormous. The science fiction, fantasy, superhero, horror...
26 titles in science fiction, fantasy, horror, and we assigned categories as we went through with a classification system, and then when we only had two in something, we reassigned them, which is how some things might end up seeming, you might think, that's not science fiction and fantasy. Well, okay, we didn't have enough in the superhero category. So,
I think that superheroes might be considered fantasy.
Superheroes are real.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, so we're starting out with a difficult, difficult matchup between Agent Carter and Star Trek Voyager.
Because Janeway and Peggy.
I thought you were going to say Chakotay.
I do like me some Chakotay. So Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Lipstick.
Yep. Next, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. versus Battlestar Galactica. We have both seen some of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I'm going to say Battlestar Galactica. Jessica Jones versus The Dresden Files.
So, The Dresden Files is one season, and I have seen it, and I love it.
I like the books, and I like the main guy from when he's in Arrow, so I'm going to go with The Dresden Files.
And he's way hotter in Dresden Files than he is in Arrow.
Got it. When he's not being a dad.
No, being bald.
Twin Peaks versus Stranger Things. Ooh, that's a good matchup.
It is a good matchup. I feel like we need to check on Stranger Things. I've seen Twin Peaks, and I know Twin Peaks, and I love Twin Peaks, and the new one is going to be on Showtime, so we're going to have to wait to see it.
All right, so let's move Stranger Things forward.
Okay.
So American Horror Story versus Penny Dreadful, also a good matchup. I feel like for me, it's probably going to be more likely I like Penny Dreadful, but I'm probably going to be... iffy on both of them.
So I would like to find out which American Horror Story we should watch, because each season has been on its own.
Yep.
So we'll move Penny Dreadful forward, yes.
Okay. The Librarians versus Lost Girl. Now you have to book talk Lost Girl.
If you have not seen Lost Girl, hie thee to Netflix and get your hands on it. It is a...
Canadian
Showtime, which I can't remember what they call their Showtime. But
I think they just call it Canadian Showtime.
They might call it Canadian Showtime, or Skinamax, or something. It's the sexy one. And the Lost Girl is a succubus. She is part of a fae underworld in Canada, and she feeds off of having sex with anything and everything.
Perfect.
And she has sex with lots of ladies.
Move that forward.
And Lost Girl, we will say, Lost Girl only lost out to Black-ish. It made it through the bracket last time. So we'll move Lost Girl forward, but we'll see what's going on in the next round.
So in the next matchup, it's Grimm versus Luke Cage. And we've both seen a certain amount of Grimm, so I think we should move Luke Cage forward.
Yep.
Sleepy Hollow versus Black Mirror, I think...
We've both seen some Sleepy Hollow.
I think we should move Black Mirror forward.
Okay.
The Handmaid's Tale versus Merlin. I am afraid that The Handmaid's Tale will be too realistic.
And I read The Handmaid's Tale, yep. And I think I saw the earlier version of it because this was in my women's studies phase.
Oh, okay, great.
And you haven't read it.
No.
And so it's a little too close to Merlin. We're looking for some fantasy in our...
Fantasies,
not real. We struggled over putting Handmaid's Tale in realism.
The last matchup is Legion versus Orphan Black. And I would rather watch Orphan Black, probably.
Okay.
So, round two.
Introducing just a few new titles.
Buffy versus Agent Carter. We'll move Agent Carter forward, as usual. Battlestar Galactica versus Dresden Files. That's tough.
So, one of the reasons I haven't started Battlestar Galactica yet is because it is too daunting. It is huge.
It's not that big. It's like four or five seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe there's multiple Battlestar Galacticas that I'm thinking of.
Oh, I'm talking about the new one.
Okay. That might be what was getting me.
So, I would like to move that forward.
Okay. Sorry, Harry.
So that it can be defeated by Agent Carter.
Right.
So, Once Upon a Time versus Stranger Things. Let's move Stranger Things forward so that we can just investigate it.
Mm-hmm.
And The Vampire Diaries versus Penny Dreadful.
So I think that I want to move Penny Dreadful forward because The Vampire Diaries has too much high school politics.
Yep, we are already watching Riverdale. Okay, this is a difficult matchup. Xena versus Lost Girl. But we're going to move Lost Girl forward on the understanding that we'll be watching Xena at some point.
I think we might ought to move Xena forward.
Really?
Because usually there is an early round upset of a top seed.
So but Xena is a top seed.
No, it's not. We're going to move Xena forward. Okay. I appreciate your willingness to take one for the team, and I think we'll move Xena forward because she's not going to beat Agent Carter if she gets there.
So Luke Cage versus Black Mirror. High concept weirdness or...
Mahershala's in Luke Cage.
Is he? Mm. Well, okay then.
I just learned that from the Two Bossy Dames newsletter. I didn't know it before.
Well, that makes that one easy. American Gods, which is forthcoming still, versus Merlin.
Which we own seasons 1 and 2 of.
Let's go with Merlin. I think that'll be good. And the last one, Warehouse 13 versus Orphan Black.
Warehouse 13 was another one that... was watched during the knee breaking.
I think that we should move Warehouse 13 forward.
Okay.
So, we're into round 3, Agent Carter versus Battlestar Galactica. We still need to watch Agent Carter. Stranger Things versus Penny Dreadful is an interesting matchup.
Stranger Things, okay. I think.
Well, maybe we'll turn out not to like it.
Yeah, and then we can move on.
Xena versus Luke Cage.
Oh, Xena.
Are you moving Xena forward? Okay, great. And then Merlin versus Warehouse 13. So you've watched both of those.
I haven't seen Merlin yet.
Oh, you haven't watched Merlin?
No,
I just own it.
Yeah, okay. I bought it on the recommendation of a former boss.
Well, then move Merlin forward.
Okay, so if you haven't seen Warehouse 13, check it out, because it's this adorable little combination. It's got, like, the poor man's... Bones and Booth, starring in a pseudo X-Files, and Warehouse 13 is like that place in that Indiana Jones movie where they have put everything that they found,
like
the government
the
warehouse.
Too.
Yes. Did you say we're moving Merlin forward?
So that leaves...
But I still want people to watch Warehouse 13.
You want people to watch everything.
Yes.
So, the semifinals, Agent Carter versus Stranger Things.
Ugh!
That one's easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Agent Carter?
Well, it's got Hayley Atwell in it, so it's easy for me.
If you don't know about Anna's thing with Hayley Atwell, now you do. And then Xena versus Merlin is Xena. So, who is winning in the Xena versus Agent Carter matchup?
God. You want me to pick? Agent Carter still.
Agent Carter. This is just because she has seen every minute of Xena, possibly multiple times. So I'm for it. I love Peggy. Hey, we're done.
I know, this is good.
So your poll, which will be linked in the show notes and you can also find in our Twitter feed, will offer you 5 choices to tell us what to watch next. Victoria, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, The Fall Season 2, Black-ish,
and or Agent Carter.
We look forward to your decision.
Yes, because we're happy to watch any of those.
Yeah, we didn't put anything on here that we didn't want to watch, but you are welcome to tell us things that you think we should watch. We may tell you we've already watched them. We may add them to the spreadsheet.
There are too many dudes in that.
That's true. That is often what we use to decide against something.
Okay, so let's talk about our obsessions. My recent obsession is a new matching game, which I saw an ad for when I was playing a different matching game. And it's called Gardenscapes. And the main character is a butler named Austin who is watching this giant house for you and also doing all the yard work and judging you and maybe being in love with a carpenter named Robin Wood.
The premise is that you have inherited this house and you are renovating the gardens before you are even allowed inside.
Right.
I don't know if the house is going to show up in a later game or not.
I don't think so.
We've both been playing it.
It's enjoyable. It's much like Bold Moves, except more satisfying because you can, like, improve the garden around you. The only bad part is that they give you 3 choices and you're like, I don't like any of those plants that you want me to plant.
Yeah, the plants and the trees and the paving stones and the finish on the paint job on the treehouse,
yep,
and the finish on the bridge. But it has the matching game thing that you see in Bejeweled and Bold Moves.
It has the satisfaction of completing tasks,
yes,
without actually having to move off the couch.
My obsession is red carpet coverage. I started watching red carpet coverage when E! Exclamation point was the only channel that really did it, and you could turn on the TV at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and watch 4 hours of talking heads. And at the time, it was Joan Rivers, rest in peace, and she would rub people the wrong way, but she was great. She loved the celebrities, she loved fashion, and I love seeing people all dolled up and looking their best. And the people who arrive super early, you can find out more about them, and they're the people who you are not going to see during the broadcast,
right,
and they're also who you're not going to see in
win any awards. Oh,
in the 30-minute edited red carpet coverage that you see on the major network.
Right.
So 10 years ago, red carpet coverage was better. Now, it's not as good, and I still enjoy it, and I'm really looking forward to it. The Oscars are tomorrow night, and I'm hoping to record at least a portion of the red carpet coverage and watch it. And I will click through a 1,000-photo slideshow,
oh, yeah,
on Elle or Glamour or The Hollywood Reporter or wherever it is, and I'll put some of my favorites in the show notes.
My other obsession is I subscribe to the New York Times, and I got the subscription that includes a subscription to Spotify Premium.
Woo-hoo!
So we are enjoying having Spotify Premium in our lives and not having commercials and being able to listen to whatever we want. So if you have been thinking about Spotify Premium / supporting the New York Times in our time of need, you could do both. My musical obsession, sorry about the cats.
Is the cat singing off screen?
Will you go pull her off him? My musical obsession is the song Chains of Love by Erasure.
A longtime favorite. Whenever we play Chains of Love by Erasure, I think of my freshman year of college and
go,
my roommate Jen and our preparations for going out on the town. My musical obsession is related to Gardenscapes because when you do multiple matches, you get little bombs that will blow things up, and the higher number of things that you match, the stronger the bomb that you get. And one of them is TNT, and it's a little bundle, and it says TNT on it. And little G said, what does TNT mean? So Anna looked up the technical term that TNT is an abbreviation for, and I played the AC/DC song. So I've got that stuck in my head, and so does little G, which brings me to a second musical obsession, Europe's The Final Countdown, which we played for Little G, and he then sang for 6 hours.
He was singing it in bed with the lights out, so who knows how long it went on.
He is a fan, and participating in the musical education of a tiny sponge like that is super satisfying. I highly recommend it.
Okay, thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at BellwetherFriends, BellwetherFrends.
You can find us on Facebook and Tumblr. We are everywhere you want to be.
If you feel the urge, you can look us up on iTunes and leave us a review. I'm Anna, and you can find me online at Helga Grace, HelgaGrace.
I'm Aline, and you can find me on Twitter at Surly Spice, SurlySpice.
And our in-and-out music was provided by the lovely Julie Jurgens. You can find her on Twitter at Hi Miss Julie, HimissJulie.
Bye.